cash-fed cattle prices continued their softer pace on Thursday. As COVID restrictions eased, U.S. consumers returned to spending more money on food away from home than at home. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 15th of July. Cattle futures ran out of steam Thursday amid higher corn futures, softer cash-fed cattle prices, and continued volatility in outside markets. Perhaps the possibility of a U.S. railroad strike on Monday also played a role. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.29 lower, from 87 cents to $1.90 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.33 lower through the front four contracts, and then an average of 79 cents lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are steady in the Southern Plains at $137 hundredweight, steady to $4 lower in Nebraska at $144 to $145, and $2 to $5 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $145. Dressed prices are $2 lower in Nebraska at $230, and $2 to $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $228 to $230. Choice box beef cutout value was 30 cents lower through Thursday afternoon at $267.75 a hundredweight. Select was 65 cents lower at $241.91. A hotter, drier forecast helped lift corn futures mostly 5 to 8 cents higher, except for 45 cents lower in spot July. However, declining oil prices weighed on soybean futures, which were mostly 7 to 13 cents lower, except for 22 cents higher in spot July. So far Friday, cattle futures are trending lower again.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increase net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade mainly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers sold $3 to $7 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 6,000 head. Steer and heifer calves traded mostly steady. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, a significantly higher undertone was noted for steers, while heifers weighing $7.50 to $8.50 sold $3 to $7 higher. There are 4,505 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers weighing 800 to 975 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Yearling steers weighing 525 to 800 pounds sold $10 to $12 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 675 to 975 pounds traded steady to $5 higher amid light receipts. There are 2,129 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices finished mixed on Thursday, with investors processing the unexpected inflation increase and the real possibility of a more aggressive rate hike by the Federal Reserve. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 143 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 11 points lower, and the NASDAQ was up 4 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from 52 cents to $1.43 lower through the front six contracts. Consumers returned to spending more money for food away from home than at home last year, according to the weekly spotlight from USDA's Economic Research Service. Annual food spending on a real or inflation-adjusted basis in the United States increased every year since 1997, except for in 2008, 2009, and 2020, according to ERS. sales for food at home and food away from home increased from 1997 to 2019. During the same period, food at home spending increased at a slower rate than for food away from home. In 2020, during the coronavirus pandemic, real total food expenditures declined 6.6% year over year. According to ERS analysts, U.S. consumers' food spending patterns changed as efforts were made to limit the spread of COVID-19, which included stay-at-home orders. Food away from home spending decreased by 15.8% in 2020, while food at home spending increased by 3.9%. In 2021, real total food expenditures increased 12.2% from 2020. With increased household income during the economic recovery and relaxed safety measures around indoor dining and social distancing, food away from home spending increased by 21.1% in 2021 from the previous year and was the primary driver of the overall food spending increase. Food at home spending increased by 4% during the same period. Food at home spending increased by 4% during the same period. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 15th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.